Call the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus delivers harsh words about the purifying and potentially divisive effects of obedience to God's call. The way of the cross often leads followers to encounter hostility and rejection, even from those they love. I begin reading at verse 49. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems as if the world is in trouble. If you look at news or hear it, with famines, with war, violence, corruption in government, strife in homes, and the list continues on and on. Of the troubles we have in this world, there needs to be a change. And as Christians, we're very much about change. We have hope for the future. We have belief that one day Jesus Christ will come into this earth once again and will bring about a change where there will be no more stress, there will be no more suffering, there will be no more pain, there will be no more death, no more violence. A world of peace with God. We hope for that change. That is our great hope as Christians. But change is tough. Change is hard. None of us really likes to go through change to get where we need to be. I'm sure you've heard the Aggie joke before. How many Aggies does it take to change a light bulb? Five. One to hold the light bulb, four to turn the ladder. How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? Change! We don't like the change. I mean, that's just a fact of life. And it doesn't matter whether it's things in the church or whether it's things going on in personal life or even in politics or anywhere else. Maybe it's a personal change that you need to go through. Maybe you're having trouble with your knee or your hip. And you know that if you go through surgery, that knee or that hip will be replaced or repaired. And you'll feel much better. You won't have the pain. You'll have much more flexibility than you had before. But you're worried about that change, about going through that surgery, or are worried that maybe that change will not come about in the way that it's planned. Change is always tough when we're going through the changing process. And I think that's what our gospel lesson is about this morning, is that changing process. We know that Jesus came into this earth to bring peace. He's called the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. Many times when he came among people, he would say, peace be with you. I bring you my peace. But here in our gospel lesson this morning, we have some very harsh words from Jesus, some words that sound contradictory to that. He says, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Even families will be divided because of what Christ is doing here on this earth. And that doesn't sound very peaceful. But I think what Jesus is talking about is, in order to get to the peace, as the King of Peace or the Prince of Peace, the one who wishes peace upon people, there is going to be an uproar first. Simply look at the life of Jesus, of what happened to him. He came into this earth to bring that Word of God, to be the Word of God, to show that love that God has for everybody. And where did it get him? As he healed people, as he raised people from the dead, as he brought words of comfort to people, he was constantly criticized. And it was making enemies. People did not want to see this happen. They did not want to see change. And this whole process of Jesus coming into this earth to bring change also brought much conflict and much division. People rejected him. The religious leaders flat out rejected him and became very angry, so much to the point that they plotted to take his death. The civil government, the Roman government, was upset enough to sentence him to death. His disciples were so upset they ran away. One betrayed him. One denied him. That doesn't sound much like peace. And how God works through change, how God's plan works, we don't always understand. Sometimes there is an uproar when we try to make a change for the better. For instance, have you ever tried to take something harmful away from a young child? Maybe it's a plastic bag they've gotten their hands on and you don't want them to suffocate with that bag. Or maybe it's a sharp object that child could very easily cut themselves with. Or maybe they're yanking on an electrical cord and you don't want them to be electrocuted. What happens when you take that away from that child? Does that child say, "Thank you"? No, that child is kicking and screaming and yelling. They want it back because it's been taken away from them. That change is hard. But for that child then, life is better. That risk of injury has been taken away, and life is better. We don't like to go through changes. It's a hard process many times, and it does cause divisions. Everybody has differences of opinions. We look at things in a different way, and we don't always see what is going to take place. Or we don't know. It's an unknown for us. And so it's easier to cling to that life that we have, even though that life that we have may be full of pain, or it may be full of hurt, or maybe it may be full of stress, but we still don't want to change. Christ here in this gospel lesson is saying that it's very difficult to change, and it does cause an uproar. It causes people to be upset, but it needs to happen. And so for us too, as we are Christians, we hope for change. We hope for that time when Christ will come again and there will be no more suffering. But in the meantime, we live here in this world. And we as Christians then are the ones who help usher in this kingdom. We are the ones who are agents of change. And how difficult is that to try to bring this word of Jesus Christ to other people who do not want to hear it, or who do not want to understand it, or do not want to accept it. But that's our mission. It's not easy being a Christian. But we always can take comfort that Christ has made the great change for us. He did go to that cross, and he rose from the dead, giving us the promise, that promise of hope, that we too will be raised to a new life. And so as we continue on, in making new disciples, in bringing the changes that are needed into this world, God will continue to be with us, and he continues to bless our work. God is with us in all things. even though we don't like to change. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.